Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, as I said in the beginning, the readings, the first reading, the gospel reading, speaking about the life. And I mean, when we read clearly the first reading, you know, in the book of wisdom, God created the human being in his own image, in his own likeness, and God gave the spirit to the human being. When God created the human being, the life is imperishable, which means life everlasting. There is no death. God did not create the death or destruction of the human life. But God wants the human being to enjoy the life everlasting. And if you examine in the reading, God did not create the death. But where does the death came into be? When we read the book of Genesis 3:3-5, it is the devil who became the envy of the human life and made the human being to fall into the sin, and through the sin, death came to be. Until then, there is no death. God has given imperishable life to the human being. When we read letter to Romans 6:23, St. Paul says, the wages of sin is death. See? So which means when you commit the sin, what is the result of the sin is the death. That is the reason you and me, we see so many people are dying today because of the sin what we commit. But the intention of God is imperishable life, everlasting life. When Adam and Eve committed the sin, the span of life is declined. You know, it was perpetually given, but because of the sin what they have committed, the lifespan of the human being is declined. I will give you a few examples from the Bible. When we read the book of Genesis, chapter 5, 1-12, do you know how many years Adam lived? You know, Adam. Adam is the first father, you know, so God created Adam. Do you know how many years he lived? 930 years. 930 years. Do you know his son, how many years he lived? His name is called Seth. S-E-T-H, Seth. He lived 912 years. You know, Enosh, he lived 905 years. Enoch, do you know how many years he lived? 365 years. And when we read the book of Genesis 25:7, do you know how many years Abraham lived? Abraham is the father of faith. Do you know how many years he lived? 175. And we know the Moses who brought the people of Israel from the slavery to the liberty to the promised land. He was leading them, guiding them. Do you know how many years he lived? When we read the book of Deuteronomy 34:7, he lived 120 years. 930 came to be 120. It's all because of the sin. Dear brothers and sisters, so if you want to enjoy the beautiful life, if you want to be healed from the sickness, do you know what we need? We need God. We need Jesus Christ. We need to invite him. Without Jesus Christ, I don't think we can be healed from the sickness, from the suffering, and we can enjoy the beautiful life. We need Jesus Christ. When we read the Gospel of John 10 and 10, Jesus says, I came to give life. I came to give life in abundance, in bountiful. I want to give to the human beings. So which means Jesus came to give you a beautiful life. And again, when we read the Gospel of John 15:5, Jesus says, I am the true vine and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me will bear much fruit. So which means if you want to enjoy the beautiful life, it is only possible through Jesus Christ. So we need to invite Jesus Christ like that of Jairus, who invited Jesus Christ by seeing the sickness of his daughter. She was at the point of death. You know, Jairus, knowing about Jesus Christ, believed in Jesus Christ, and he went to Jesus Christ and calling, inviting, welcoming, Jesus, please come to my house. My daughter is at the point of death. We need you. We want you. He invited the Jesus Christ who came to save all the humanity. Dear brothers and sisters, so two things I want to share with you about Jairus. The first one, he has got the true faith in Jesus Christ. He believed, my daughter can come back to the life again. He believed in Jesus Christ. And secondly, Jairus, when he heard about his daughter died, he was not disappointed, discouraged, and he was not blaming God. But think about you and me. When bad things are happening, right away we blame God. We are disappointed, discouraged. But Jairus, you know, Jesus told him, do not be afraid. Your daughter is not dead, but will come to life again. He believed in the words which are spoken by Jesus Christ. Jesus said, do not be afraid. Your daughter will come back to the life again. No fear, no worries, no anxieties. He believed strongly in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what you and me, we need to do when the bad things are happening. Instead of disappointed, stop believing, stop praying. We need to be encouraged that God is there for me. God will protect me. God will bless me. We need to believe. So this is the role model that Jairus, who is giving to every one of us. In bad times, don't be discouraged, but have the faith in God. Through faith, you will have the beautiful life. And think about when Jesus, after going to the house of Jairus, what happened? He said to the little girl, Talitha kum, little girl, I say to you, rise up, come back to the life again. You are not dead, come to the life again. See, the faith of Jairus. We need to have such kind of faith. And the second person, the woman who was suffering from 12 years, bleeding, hemorrhages. Interesting thing, you know, with a lot more fear because of the crowd, she was going behind and touching the garment of the cloth of Jesus Christ. Here I want to tell you two things that we need to learn. As a Catholics, we believe in the relics, am I right? Relics of the saints. Do you know what is the first class of the relic? First class is the bones and the blood of the person who died. Second class, the garments, the clothes, the books, what they have used. And the third class of relics are, if you take a rosary and touch the first class relic of a saint, it becomes the third class of relic. So here is the garment becomes the relic of Jesus Christ that woman is touching. Having the faith, if I touch the clunk of Jesus Christ, I will get healed. Think about such a wonderful faith the woman she had. Even she was not asking Jesus Christ, but she believed the clothes what Jesus put on. Her faith made her well. That's what Jesus said. Woman, your faith made you well. So my question is, to enjoy the beautiful life, do we have such kind of faith in Jesus Christ? And the third one I want to share with you this evening, as Jairus, seeing the suffering, the sickness of his daughter, he became the missionary inviting Jesus Christ to bring the healing upon to her. And you and me, we have been the Catholics. We have been following Jesus Christ. We know so many people who are sick, who have been suffering. And do we pray for them? As a missionary, do we bring them to Jesus Christ? Because Jairus became a missionary, you know, taking Jesus to his own house. And we are called to become the missionaries, dear brothers and sisters. So let's have the duty of the missionaries to bring life to our own brothers and sisters who are suffering from the sickness, psychologically, physically, mentally, they're suffering. They need the healing. They need the prayers. So let's be the missionaries inviting Jesus Christ, taking Jesus Christ through the sacrament of the Eucharist. Let's take the body of Jesus Christ. Let's invite the priest to come and bring the healing upon them by anointing them. We need invite. We have the wonderful sacraments that God has given us. So let's be the missionaries calling to such a particular sick person who is going through the problems. They need the healing. I will share a small joke and stop it. The joke is, there was a blind man, there was a deaf man, and there is also a disabled man, a lame man who can't walk. So these three people heard about Jesus, you know, came to a particular church. They all went to meet Jesus Christ. After seeing Jesus Christ, the blind man, you know, seeing Jesus Christ and the deaf man, so they were asking, Jesus was asking them, what do you want? What can I do for you? The blind man said, can I see again? The deaf man said, can I hear again? Jesus said, he touched them, he brought them the healing, the man, one who was blind, he could see good. The man, one who was deaf, could hear again. And there was a disabled man who was sitting there. And Jesus was asking, what can I do for you? And you know, the disabled man said, stay there. Even don't put any of your finger on my head. You know why he said? Because I'm disabled, I may lose all my benefits. I don't need your healing. Did you get the joke? Yes or no? So I may lose my, you know, disability benefits. So don't touch me. I want to continue to be disabled. That's what we are. But here, Jesus wants to bring the healing upon everyone. Let's invite Jesus Christ to find the life in abundance. Amen.